This episode contains explicit content, so listener's discretion is advised. I was looking at some data on my desktop for my company's stock evaluation when my business phone rang. Since the number was not saved on my contacts, I felt it wasn't such a big deal. I would put a call through to the caller as soon as I was done with work. I really had a lot on my plate that day. But the caller wouldn't stop calling. It went on and on. Sensing it was an emergency, I had no other choice but to answer. Then I heard his voice. Hi, my name is Nii, and on today's episode of I Got Tempted, I'll be sharing with you how I got tempted to have sex with a married man. This is X-rated, so if you're below 18, please get your earplugs on as this is not for you. I had a policy while growing up as a young, beautiful, bold woman that I was not going to have any romantic relationship with men that had the sticker of Mr. stamped across their foreheads, as I would not want to be the reason any lady goes down on her knees and pleads the Most High God to thunder anyone trying to take a spot in the plot of land in their hubby's heart. And besides, I never liked the idea. It was always short-lived. You always know that you will remain a side hustle to him while his main business remains his main business, if you know what I mean. Then I would have to ask myself, wouldn't I want to also get or start up a family of my own, get married, that kind of stuff? Secondly, I believe in the law of karma. It definitely will come back to me, and that I was not going to allow. I am a jealous lover. But that day, the 5th of February 2017, almost overruled my role. The softness of his voice almost had me reconsider my decision. "Hi, is this Nessus Autocheck?" the voice asked. "No, this is VC Insurance Limited. Nessus Autocheck is one of our inspection partners. My name is Nii. How can I help you?" "Oh, okay. The thing is, I got my car checked yesterday and I was told the inspection details will be sent to my email this morning, but I haven't received it yet. I needed to update my car insurance policy." His vocal pitch was deep, my taste, and it did not sound mad or angry like other callers would when they call to complain about similar situations. And trust me, they will insult at you like that. But his temper was calm, even though inconvenienced. "We apologize for the delay," I said. "I'm sure the reports had already been sent to your mailbox. Do we check, as other clients have confirmed they have received theirs?" "Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you," the voice said with a sigh of relief. "No problem. It happens sometimes." Just as I was about dropping the call with my customized courtesy, the next thing I heard was, "Is this the way you speak?" "Pardon?" I had not expected it. "What was that for?" Then a brief silence. "What I meant was, you sound foreign. Are you a returnee?" Now, I know that it was sort of out of place to be too friendly with a client, but I couldn't help but laugh out loud. And worse, to his hearing, was it my fault that studying mass communication in one of the most prestigious universities in Nigeria came with speaking articulately and with a rolled tongue? "No, I'm not," I replied. Before he could get the chance to ask how then, I quickly interjected. "I had to learn to speak like this because of school." "Interesting. Okay then, I'll check my email box now for that report. Thanks for your help. Thank you for calling VC Insurance Limited." With that, I ended the call. At this time, goosebumps were beginning to form around my body like little balls, and I knew what had cost it. Him. immediately, I shook my head so vigorously that it gained me some attention among my colleagues. When I noticed that, I had to control myself. After this, when I thought it was all over, it happened. Taiwo was the voice over the phone, and I got talking after that phone call. If you noticed, I stressed the word talking. Yes. We would go on for hours and hours and hours without a moment pause for breathing. We sort of shared a bond that even me myself couldn't quite understand. Yes, he was tall, dark, gifted with a baritone voice, and was caring to a fault, but it was more than this. I just knew we connected. He would ask me to come over to his office at Ikeja and we would hang out afterwards. He would pay me visits like currencies to the bank and was not afraid to lift me up literally to show the world what I meant to him. All of a sudden, the calls stopped and the visits ended. Taiwo became unreachable. I tried calling his numbers, but nothing. It seemed he just logged out of life. After several weeks had passed, one day I was heading over to the market to get some groceries for the house when my phone rang. Guess who? It was him. Reluctant to peek, as I was so vexed at him shutting me out like that, I just couldn't help myself but do the reverse. Now, if this dude owned a restaurant, I sure believe it would be named Papa Basirat. It was bad like that, if you know what I mean too. We had a long convo. He apologized for shutting me out like that, but it was something else he said that had struck me. He said there was something he had been hiding from me all the while, and it would not be fair to me if we continued the way we were going without him revealing it. At this junction, I was mute. I wanted to know the reason that had made Taiwo distance himself from me. After a long pause and a slight sigh, he started. I really did enjoy every moment we had together, but I feel bad inside because I know I'm misleading you and I'm the major cause of it. You don't really know much about me except what I've told you, and I don't think I'm doing you right because there's a lot about me that you don't know and may not go down well with you. Nee. Remember the other day that we discussed about me going over to Abuja to see my sister's kids? Yeah. Well, the kids are not hers. They are mine. I'm a married man with 3 kids. I'm sorry. This confession got me unstable for a while. How can Taiwo keep something huge like this for me? With all the times we shared, the laughs, all that, it was all a mirage. I just had to gather whatever remained from my composure and responded that it was all good, it was okay, and that we could remain friends. I had a lot of male friends who were married and we still kept contact. But he said he didn't want to be my friend. He wanted to be more. Deep inside, I wanted that too, but let's be frank here. This lover boy has been taken. He will never be mine. Anyways, we ended the call after both of us decided to see ourselves one more time. He called to remind me of our get-together. It was 5:30 that Thursday evening, and due to traffic, he arrived late at our rendezvous as agreed on. I noticed he did not drive down as usual, so I asked. His response was he didn't feel up to it, so I didn't push much further. On our way, I was unsure of where we were going to, as the turns we took led to a place that I had not envisioned. But as we got closer to the venue, I noticed it was a building. Now, I know it may sound very funny because every meeting has to be a venue, has to be a building, but this was not an eatery building or a lounge, but a residential building. When I asked him why here, he replied that he wanted the enclosure. Okay. So as we got closer to the house, I heard someone call out my name from a distance. At that moment, my heart froze. I beg, now no me, I thought to myself. As I turned, I saw my childhood friend's mom, who happened to have a shop close to the house where Taiwo and I were about going into. And I was startled. Long time no see, Nia. How are you, my dear? What are you doing in this neighborhood? She said all this with her eyes scanning the fellow that I came with. Now, noticing she was beginning to ask questions in her eyes, I intentionally ignored those questions and quickly told her I came to see a friend in the neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. With that, I stylishly excused myself. Now, we walked into the apartment and straight upstairs. In the apartment, it was just the both of us. It was a self-contained apartment with brick wallpapers all over it and a bedroom at its side. Nothing tush, but it was quite comfortable. He led me to the bedroom as he said he wanted more ventilation. But when you go in, you also notice that it was poorly illuminated. We have stayed in darker places before now and nothing happened. So why should anything happen now? I also thought to myself. So I hid it. I followed him there. We sat on the bed since there was no chair or seat tape positioned anywhere to feel comfortable. After this, we spoke about anything and everything that connected us. From school to work, places we have been to, friends we have mutually, everything. But that laughter came with a sudden silence. Our eyes interlocked. Our lips moved closer. But I had to stop. I was not going to do this. No, not to him. He had made a commitment to his partner in marriage, for better for worse. And I was not going to make him bail out on that. On seeing that I had paused, his countenance changed. He asked why I'd stopped, and I told him I would not be a party to someone else's misery. After hearing all I had to say, he took me by my hand and pulled me closer to himself. He spoke into my ears so tenderly that it was okay and that he didn't want to also do this himself, but he was sex-starved. For months now, he had not had some due to his wife's medical condition that wouldn't allow her to play with him as she should after every childbirth. According to him, they recently had a fourth. And whenever this phenomenon happens, he would only get some after some good months after that child's birth. Just wanted to be loved. I did not know what to say. I just held on to him as he clung to me. The next thing I felt was his hands caressing my back and his lips giving soft kisses to the nape of my neck. My heart was saying, go on, yes. But my head said this was not right. But I couldn't stop him. He carefully placed my back on the bed as he walked around my neck and face. Shouldn't lie to you, it felt good. Now, I do not know how many minutes had gone past play, but when he was about taking my bottles off, I snapped back to reality. I couldn't do this. I loved him, but I couldn't show it this way. I cannot betray the woman's code. I just stood up and ran out of the room, expecting that he would chase me, but it didn't. It was never the same between us after that day. Now, picture yourself in my shoes. How would you have handled this situation, knowing fully well that down south was dripping gin and juice, if you know what I mean? tell me if you would have handled it better. Yeah. Please, I would love if you leave a comment. Also, feel free to join our online community on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at jammy.fm. I would really love to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and I remain your host, Nye. This is I Got Tempted by jammy.fm.
I Got Tempted was produced by Nye and Ikorizo. This episode was edited, mixed, and mastered by Ikorizo. I Got Tempted is a production of Jammy Media.